Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose Colombo, and I wanted to talk to you today about the elections. Very, very important election, probably the most historic election of the entire nation ever. And therefore, we need your vote, and we need you to vote for America to remain American. We need you to stand up, fight back for your children and your grandchildren, because your vote counts. You count. Your vote counts. A no vote is a vote, and it could be a vote for the wrong person to lead this nation. Recently, Biden stated on a video in a speech that he has a stack of executive orders waiting to and has plans to put his people in place throughout the government. And he is making this aggressive move to seize control if news outlets declare him a winner. And MSM, as we all know, in social media, are totally biased in favor of Joe Biden. And they are not favorable to President Trump and Trump's supporters. He also stated on a video that he and Obama had a fraudulent election plan together and with the Democrats, it appears, that is inclusive and exclusive. And so far, mainstream media has ignored that as well. So let's talk about the elections, rigged elections, which, in my opinion, in 2008, as he stated, they were fraudulent. Joe Biden stated that, fraudulent election of 2008, possibly 2012, and again, possibly in 2020. Because the electronic machines can be hacked into and rigged, as testified in Congress by the programmer under oath. And he said it's very easy to do. And I'm a witness to that, because in 2008, I was at the Orange County, California polling place. And I asked for a paper ballot because I didn't trust the electronic machines. And I was in the booth, and I start hearing people upset and raising their voices because their ballots were slipping. They said their ballots were slipping, and they were punching Obama's name. So I was fully aware of the rigged electronic machines. I went home, I called ABC radio stations, I called many stations around the nation, and I informed them that at our polling place, people were upset and shouting the ballots were slipping in 2008, but everyone was in shock. Nobody knew what to do about it, so apparently they did nothing. So I pulled up some information from the congressional record. I think it's important that it comes from the congressional record. And it says, I'll just read excerpts from it. Let me begin with the question on Election Day. How will you know if your vote is properly counted? In many precincts in many states around this country, the answer is you will not. Imagine it is Election Day, like today, November 3rd, 2020, the most important election of our lifetime. And you enter your polling place to cast your vote on a brand new electronic touchscreen voting machine. The screen is large. It is well lit. It is accessible if you have physical disabilities. Your choices are clearly spelled out before you. In fact, it looks as easy to use as an ATM at your bank. You breathe a sigh of relief that you no longer have to figure out a complicated butterfly ballot. It seems more modern than the old lever machines. So you make your choice and you touch the submit button and cast your vote. The screen says your vote has been counted. You exit the polling place with a sense of satisfaction. Then you begin to wonder, how do I know if the machine actually recorded my vote the way I intended? The fact is, you do not. You have to trust the software in the machine to be error-free. After the 2000 election, we in Congress recognized that we had to act to restore the integrity and reliability of our electoral system by making dimpled chads and other voting irregularities things of the past. Last October, we passed the Help America Vote Act, known as HAVA. It is groundbreaking election reform legislation that is currently helping states throughout the country replace antiquated and unreliable punch cards and other machines. However, HAVA is having an unintended consequence. HAVA has done some good things. It is giving people with disabilities access that they have been denied for years. In fact, they have always been denied. HAVA is doing some great things, but it is leading a headlong rush by states and localities to purchase computer voting systems that suffer from a serious flaw. All models, even the most convenient and accessible, have the problem that once the voter touches the button, the voter has no way of knowing whether the vote has been counted as the voter intended. No one will ever know. It is a secret ballot and must be kept secret even from the voter. This uncertainty, this lack of confidence, can be disastrous to voter confidence and can prevent an accurate recount and can be a step on the way to the undoing of our democracy. I am not an anti-technology luddite. I am a physicist, he says. I am something of a techie, he says. I see real advantages in three electronic machines. There are several important advantages, such as their accessibility if you have physical disabilities, their speed, efficiency, so that the results will be communicated to the county clerk quickly. They are probably more reliable than the county clerk. I certainly had an experience with the clerk in my county when she awarded one precinct to my opponent by a margin of 9,000 votes when there were not 9,000 people who lived in that precinct. It was a simple pencil and paper clerical error. The electronic machines will do away with that, but there is one fundamental problem. They are inherently unverifiable. To again make the point that this is not a concern of an anti-technology luddite, I would say that hundreds of nationally renowned computer scientists have raised a cry of alarm, saying that unless there is an independent verification method to safeguard the accuracy and the integrity of the voting process, there will be, might not be. These computer scientists say there will be a problem. There might be accidental software errors. There might be, God forbid, malicious hacking. And if there are concerns, if the voter is uncertain, if the candidate is uncertain whether the votes have been recorded the way they were cast, a recount is meaningless. The computer that has a faulty tally 2 minutes after the polls closed will have the same faulty tally a day later when the recount is held, or the next month when the judge opens it up. If there are errors, they will go unnoticed and unknown. And the computer programmer who created the software for the electronic machines testified under oath to Congress that, yes, the electronic machines can be easily hacked and easily manipulated and rig an election, and that it will be very, very difficult to prove the election was rigged. So this is the level of concern around the country, and it's astounding. The internet is burning up with back and forth chat of concerns about the voting process, and the loss of confidence in the process leads to a loss of failure to vote, leads to a cheapening and eventual breakdown of our democracy. In our poll that I voted in on November 2nd, yesterday, with my family, we were handed two long sheets of ballots, and we were told to walk over to the booths and vote, which we did. And then we were told to go to the volunteers to help us scan the sheets into the scanner, which I thought was great because we put them in ourselves with our own hands and we watched the votes recorded before we left the building. I think that is one of the safest ways I've seen the votes being counted. But yet there are states using these electronic voting machines that even the programmer who created the program testified under oath that the electronic machines can be easily hacked. And I read that George Soros owned electronic voting machine company, and we know that George Soros only funds the Democratic Party, and he even funds the Department of Justice in blue states, such as the attorney generals and the district attorneys, which should be prohibited. And because that creates a huge conflict of interest for the American people living in those states who are not Democrats. And so those electronic machines were alleged to be easily hacked into as well. So every voter who stays home, whether it is because the voting places are physically inaccessible to them or because of a lack of trust in the voting process, is a loss to democracy. We must find a way to keep the voter directly connected to the verification process, to the vote, so the voter knows that his or her vote is a vote that is counted. Personally, I think it would be very easy for them to have created an app, which I've stated for many years now, that includes an email sent directly so that the ballot, your ballot, your personal private ballot, a copy of that is emailed directly to your home computer for your personal verification. Why haven't they done that? They can do everything else. They can figure out how to hack. They can figure out how to rig elections, manipulate elections. And as a software programmer testified under oath, it's very difficult to detect that an election has been rigged or by most people. But someone like him could figure it out. So the Congressional Record goes on to say, it is not good enough to give them reassurance, the voters, that the manufacturer says the machine works fine, without taking steps to return the verification to the voter and to restore trust in the process. We face in America a crisis, pure and simple. And we face it right now because Joe Biden talked about an inclusive, an exclusive, fraudulent election process program that he alleged was used by Obama in probably 2008 or 2012, which are the only times it could have been used. As I stated, the people in my polling place, in my county, were crying out the ballots were slipping and punching Obama. So, and I called almost every radio station I possibly could to inform them about this problem, but apparently nobody knew what to do about it, so they did nothing, and they dismissed my testimony, and they probably dismissed the testimony of many people who experienced that particular problem in 2008. And if you recall, Obama and Bill Ayers, the domestic terrorists, created a program called ACORN, and they trained up people who would be voting in 2008. And apparently, they were trained on how to fraudulently commit voter fraud, and many of them were caught and ended up going to jail in 2008. While the technology is different from my career in the 80s, he says, from 1983 up through 1990, certainly the technology is different. I also saw technology evolve during those 8 years. I was Secretary of the State, he said. In some counties, when I began, they used a simple paper ballot. Some counties used a machine. Some counties used that punch card. We began to see new technologies. Counties using different methods of casting votes and counting votes. But in every one of those cases, in every one of those counties, what stayed paramount was the confidence that the votes would be counted properly so that the voter had confidence. In my opinion, the entire nation should use the same. There should be no extensions. They're voting early. They can vote by mail. They can drop it in a voting box. They can mail it, and they can go to the polls in person and vote. There is no reason to extend the November 3rd elections into the future. Dead people vote. We know that for a fact. We know that dead people vote. We know that ballots are tossed, shredded, dumped into trash cans. All of that should be a felony. People should be arrested. They are stealing our vote and our nation from us when they are paid to dump those ballots in the garbage or shred them or hide them in a warehouse or a basement or rig the elections on the electronic machines. The people responsible for those machines should be arrested as well. Stealing a nation from the American people. So he goes on to say, let's see here. Every election is a big election. This election next year, he says, I think we will see the highest voter turnout we have had in decades because I think the people have such a strong feeling on all sides about the way the country is being run today. Doesn't that sound like today in 2020? People are feeling excited and their adrenaline is going and they're watching closely. And in 2016, more people voted, 139 million people voted in the USA. And that's 60% of the eligible voters in the USA. So 40% of the eligible voters did not vote so they have no reason to complain about anything that happens in this nation. It is a right, a privilege, and an honor to vote in the USA. People come from the communist and socialist nations so that they can be free to be Americans and be loyal to our country. When we, the natural-born Americans, are born, it's our homeland. We're innate to our soil. It's our duty and obligation to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights, and to vote for the best candidate who is eligible to be a president of the United States to do the same and defend our nation. It should be a person of good character. It should be a person with integrity, principles, values, honesty, who loves the United States of America and will love the American people. Foreigners from foreign nations should never be presidents of the United States or vice presidents or those who are not natural born, because a vice president must sometimes take the place of a president of the United States of America. Both should be natural born Americans who were born on U.S. soil or protected U.S. soil to two legal American parents. So, Mr. Holt, Mr. Speaker, I thank my colleagues for his insight, and he makes this important distinction about having confidence in the way of votes are cast and having confidence in the way the votes are counted. And it is not necessarily the same thing. So he's saying that if you don't have confidence in the way the votes are cast and having confidence in the way the votes are counted, it is not necessarily the same thing. Those are two different things. And it is the electronics inside the machine that connects those two. And it is that gap which makes them inherently unverifiable. We should be able to verify our votes. That is our handwriting, whether it's a mark or we shaded the information in and we signed a mail-in ballot, however we did it. That is from our own hand. And we should be able to get a copy through email of our own ballot for our own files. Because we do know, and Congress knows and has recorded, that the electronic machines can be rigged. And the software programmer who created the software, under oath, stated they can be rigged, and it'd be very difficult for most people to detect a fraudulent election by rigged electronic machines. I have legislation, he said, that would, I believe, overcome this shortcoming. But before I talk about the details, I will go through all the details. But before I outline that legislation, I would be pleased to yield to my friend, the gentlewoman from Ohio, Miss Kaptur, who has been and has deep and strong concerns about this. Miss Kaptur says, I want to thank the gentleman from New Jersey, Mr. Holt, extraordinary leadership on this very, very important piece of legislation that he has introduced, H.R. 2239, taking his great intelligence and experience as a physicist and wedding it to his legislative experience here in the Congress and trying to help out our nation improve our voting systems that we have, but to do so in a way that every voter will be confident that when they cast their ballot, that their vote is really in there, in that machine. In fact, I began with that statement because one of the leading election officials in my district said to me, "Congresswoman, I do not have confidence that in what is being done right now that I can answer to the citizens of this country that their vote will be in there. How do they know it's in there? Give me the confidence that I know it's in there." I said, "I am supporting Congressman Holt's bill so that we get an audible paper trail at every precinct." So has that happened? Has that happened to Americans and to America? Are we getting an auditable paper trail at every precinct so that the prevention of fraud isn't being committed? Because former Vice President Joe Biden has alluded to the fact that they have put together an inclusive and exclusive program that was used when Obama ran for office for President of the United States, and they will use now. That is a very disturbing, and those weren't his exact words, but very close to what he was saying, and those are very disturbing comments. So, are we the people voting for our President of the United States, or are we being ripped off? And are the elections being rigged? Under this Ohio law, when you cast your vote, and there is a paper trail currently in every precinct in our county, over 500 of these precincts, the votes in that precinct are counted right there. They are not taken to another location. Both Democrats and Republicans count these votes together, and there are actual documents that they have to physically handle, and then tally, and then those votes are both sent to the Board of Elections in a central location, but also posted on the door outside that precinct. Any voter can go in and take that tally at the end of the day. We have a very transparent system, one in which our major parties have confidence. Every tally that is done in the voting logs that are assembled in every precinct, they are added up. Sometimes mistakes are made in precincts in terms of the tallies, but then those are caught at the Central Board of Elections, and we try to really assure that the count is as fair as possible. If it is not, if people have any concern, if there is a one-vote margin in an election, you can go back to the paper trail, and you can go back and see what it was done in every single precinct in the county. Can they do that with electronic voting machines? And if it's very, very difficult to know if the voting machine was hacked or rigged, who's going to do that and who's going to know that? So again, I prefer the way we voted here in our county in 2020, where they gave us the flat, long sheet ballots. You filled them in, took them to the scanning machine. You personally put them into the scanner. Your votes were counted immediately. The only thing missing is that they need to create an app wherein a copy of your ballot is sent to your email address for verification. Because that's what this is all about, verification. There is not enough verification, and there are not enough stiff laws for people who bribe postal persons or other persons to commit voter fraud, to add dead people counting, to allow illegals to vote, and to vote more than once, to bus them into other counties so they can vote more than once. And anyone who shreds ballots, burns the ballot boxes, which they did in California, or destroys any ballot that is not their own ballot. That should be serious felony offenses against the American people and the Constitution and the nation, because they are stealing our country. They are stealing our votes. They are stealing our way of life. That's what voter fraud is, stealing our freedom, our liberty, and our rights. And so that is an extremely important document, Congressional Record, Volume 149, Number 154. And that comes from October 29, 2003. But even though they were concerned back in 2003, here we are with the same problem that Mr. Holt or Congressman Holt brought up in 2020. And in the Congressional Record, For the People Act of 2019, Congressional Record Volume 166, Number 40. Mr. Lofgren, Mr. Chairman, I ask unanimous consent that all members may have five legislative days in which to revise and extend their remarks and add extraneous material on H.R. 1, the For the People Act of 2019. And let me read you a little bit about that. House on the State of the Union for the consideration of Bill H.R. 1 to expand Americans' access to the ballot box, reduce the influence of big money in politics, and strengthen ethics rules for public servants and for other purposes, with Mr. Cuellar in the chair. And it says, H.R. 1 has been the subject of hearings in five committees and 15 hours of testimony from witnesses. Throughout these hearings, we have heard our Republican friends bemoan a rush process when, in fact, they say they had 8 years to consider these proposals but failed to do so. It also says, then again, we have to say that the Democrats have had just as long to improve our voting rights and our elections, but have failed. So dark money has been allowed to poison our system, drowning out the voices of the very people who were sent to Congress to represent us. Access to the ballot box has been impeded by arbitrary obstacles that have made voting a privilege, not a right. So that's another argument they're even arguing about today. Is it a privilege? Is it a right? Is it both? It's an honor and a duty and an obligation if you are a legal, loyal American. Access to the ballot box has been impeded by arbitrary obstacles that have made voting a privilege, not a right. Without trust, our representative system suffers. Too many Americans view themselves as shut out from our democracy. Others cannot participate because of election administration procedures that will fail to account for how Americans live and work in the 21st century. Some of these barriers make it harder for certain populations, including communities of color and other underrepresented groups, to vote. This is especially the case after the Supreme Court gutted core provisions of the Voting Rights Act in Shelby County versus Holder. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court's 2010 Citizens United, their decision has further empowered wealthy special interests and ushered in nearly $1 billion in money from undisclosed sources, even though the court affirmed the importance of disclosure by a vote of 8-1. It says that H.R. 1 reverses courts and strengthens our democracy and makes it easier and more convenient for all eligible Americans to vote. It offers solutions to the dominance of big money in politics, and it ensures public officials will work in the public interest. Well, the Democrats may have proposed this, but in reality, none of it has come to fruition. So they're blaming the Republicans, but in reality, it appears that nobody's done anything about it because we still have a problem with today's elections and voter fraud. And Americans have no way to verify their votes. Very key, important elements to a fair election. And then again, we have the electronic machines that can be rigged and hacked into very easily without most people knowing that the election was fraudulent and rigged, as Joe Biden said happened when Obama was running for president. And that these Democrats have this very inclusive and exclusive fraudulent program on winning the election. How more serious can we get in the United States of America? One of the things that has been discussed in the proposal for a Freedom from Influence Fund that will allow for small donors to reclaim control of candidates through $200 or less donations. Now, that's a joke because this is from the Democrats. And I'm sure the person that the congressman who wrote this was sincere. But today we have people like billionaires, like Bloomberg, donating $1 billion or $100 million, and George Soros and Bill Gates, who are all Democrats, and they only donate to Democrats, and they're donating to attorney generals, and they're donating to district attorneys, and to the governors and the mayors. So who are they representing? Are they representing the New World Order and Communist China and the CCP? Because most of these Democrats are invested in China, who are wealthy, and they've made deals with the Ukraine and Russia, sold uranium to Putin. 20% of America's uranium that mainstream media has totally ignored, and the Department of Justice, to my knowledge, did nothing about it, and the money was deposited into the Clinton Foundation. Taxpayers' money. We own the uranium. We pay for the uranium, and it was sold to a foreign enemy nation without our knowledge, in secret, for financial gain by a Democrat public servant who served herself and her family, not the American people. That's a ripoff for the American people, and it leaves us in a very vulnerable position. Same with Communist China, with the Bidens, Harris, Feinsteins, Kerry's stepson, Hunter Biden, his brothers, Joe Biden's brothers, and all these alleged people, Feinsteins, you can go on and on, Illinois Governor Pritzker, all of these alleged Democrats who are very wealthy are invested in Wuhan and Communist China and with the CCP, the Bank of China. So can you imagine what would happen to the USA if these people took control of our nation and ushered in the CCP, the New World Order, and Sharia law, and communist and Marxist ideologies? Just think about it. Because no one should be donating $100 million to any candidate, or $1 billion, or $100 million. Where do they get all that money? Who's tabulating it? How does the IRS even account for it? What about all the offshore banks they've deposited money into, possibly? And the hundreds and hundreds of foundations and institutions and nonprofit organizations that fund their political agendas to take down the USA and usher in the New World Order, the One World Government, and depopulate the planet. Sounds like a plan. Well, what do they need to do? They need to win the elections. And they need to make sure that one of their own is elected. So this is the danger of fraudulent elections, the danger of dead people voting, illegals voting, felons voting, releasing felons onto the streets so they will vote, allowing millions of illegals into our country so they will vote, allowing organizations like ACORN to be trained up on how to fraudulently vote, busing people around the nation to vote more than once, sending out more ballots than they need to send out to dead people, and rigging the electronic machines, hacking into them. Is China hacking into them? Is Russia hacking into them? It seems to me as if anyone with computer knowledge, especially since we have the Democrats so heavily invested in communist China, including artificial intelligence operating out of the USA and social media, that it'd be very easy for them to hack into the electronic machines. But that's just an opinion. It also says that Rodney Davis of Illinois, I agree with my colleagues across the aisle that there is a role for the federal government to play in election infrastructure. They can't even fix our infrastructure. They can't repair our roads. They can't repair our bridges and our dams, because they're too busy. They're too busy figuring out how to rig elections now so that their New World Order programs and their investments over in China, Ukraine, Russia, Iran can carry on. And that's the danger of rigged elections. You can read this information online. You just have to Google it and Google congress.gov and look for your favorite topic that you want to research. And the most important thing of all to remember is that your vote counts. You count. And your vote counts for your children, your grandchildren's freedom, liberty, rights, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of thought, and the freedom to travel, to work, to create a business, free enterprise, capitalism, to believe in God, to hold Christian prayers, Christian Bible studies in your home, sing, chant, along with the Jews who are all being persecuted right now and shut down by the blue states and told to shut up, sit down, stay at home, do not touch your family, do not hug them, do not kiss them, do not allow them to come into your home, eat outside, use disposable plastic dishes, and controlling our every move and spying and tracking us. As if they are our daddy. We are no longer adults. We no longer can think for ourselves. We no longer can do what we want, because our God-given right to freedom, our God-given right to a free will and a free choice is being ripped out from under us. So when you go to those polls, you remember that you're locked down and you are not a criminal, but you are locked down in your home. You're being isolated, distanced. This is all bull, because less than 1% of the population in America and around the world have died from COVID, because they are counting every test, which is not a case, as a test, and adding it in and inflating it. They are adding every disease you can possibly think of, accident, suicide, drug overdose, as COVID case, and they are getting tons of money for every patient they declare as COVID and every death they declare as COVID. Wake up, America, because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris said they will shut down the oil companies, fracking, coal, fossil fuel, permanently lock you down with your mask. So it's up to you to decide. God bless you. God bless America. Whatever you do, go out and vote wisely. God bless America.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday.